Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The time is exactly 12 minutes, just after 2. And I gave you awesome sounds there from Ndaba Mkhize, Umlondolozi, and before Brendan Praise featuring Free to Worship, God, You Keep on Blessing Me. We are getting ready for this Puleng March. Are you ready? I know I am. Yeah, but you know, sometimes technology, ne? But born, we are here. Let's take the sounds of Kolim Tuango, Liaba Sebenzela, and then we're talking to Sis Puleng March.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you at. Give you the sounds of Travis Green. You waited. And we waited. And our Spuling March is in the studio. This is unfair. Look at me sitting and you are standing.
I'm ready. I'm a soldier.
In the army of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my. Amen. How are you?
That's how excited I am. I'm good, sissy. God is faithful. How are you?
You know, when I see you, Kihopula,
Hey, Jenny, ne?
Yo, tell us about that, Jenny.
Oh, what a beautiful journey, sissy. Okay, how it started is, I was with a friend, Iliana Young, for auditions. Nike Kappa, a friend.
Marala Rob.
No, Nani Kappa.
Do you know
friend.
That it happens like that all the time?
All the time. Yeah. Eh? And when I got there, I was like, Kitlo Sapota, a friend, theater? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Mm. And she told them, I'm going to Papa Ngul. Now, Leno Abina, please call her in.
Yeah.
So I was the last one to come in. I sang, and Mr. Lebo M and Babu Dumakandlovu loved me, and they said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we want you to go overseas and all that. But Lebo M was like, nah, I'm giving you a contract. I'm signing you as my artist. We're going to record an album. That's where we recorded the album. So later, after I recorded the album with Lebo M, that's when I joined The Lion King at Monte Cassino, and then from there,
goodness,
I played the lead in Singapore.
Look at God.
God, hey.
And the part that you played on The Lion King was not just in Nala.
The lead, see?
Hey.
But
how did it feel like for you?
It was great. Like I said earlier, that I never thought, you know, I thought those platforms are for people who've done or went to school for a theater play. It's a big thing, you know.
Yeah.
And
but
now,
you
all
were
I
schooled for Namo.
Yes,
I just thought, so.
And there I had to learn to act, and it's a big production, a Broadway production, you understand?
Mm.
But for them to really teach me the stage and lie and love my gift was just humbling. So it was beautiful to learn the lines, to be on stage, seeing those standing ovation and getting those messages from Asian people like, you touched my heart. I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
And every night when you you get roses, flowers, chocolates. That's how much they appreciated the gift, you know. So
before,
that was just humbling to see.
Even
God.
Before all of that, did you see Puleng March in that light?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
Then why didn't you go for an audition? But you
only
were
now
a
that boldness, Ilink. Actually, this thing, because I would stand in front of a mirror, go high with a bottle of spray and sing and see myself singing for crowds, you know, practicing on a stoop. We had a big stoop, go high. And it had like, and I would stand even on top of there. You know, that was just me practicing for now.
Yeah.
So that means even then, when you are called for greatness, you are called for God's people. So I kind of knew, Oguti,
This is me. So when it unfolded, did you believe it?
Not really.
Do you still
even
pinch
today,
yourself even
hey,
now?
I'm somebody was saying, one of my friends was like, when are you too humble, man? You need, like, we're humble about how? No. You need to see what God is doing.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it, sissy. You know, and I think I'm getting there. I see what the Lord is doing.
Gan-gan.
One step at a time. But he's doing big things. And
so now, if somebody would ask you a question, but who is Puleng March? Who is she?
Puleng is a God-fearing woman, a worshipper, distraction to the enemy. Hey, so good is a campaign of the enemy.
Yeah.
I'm that woman. Oh, hatso wa satana. I ngeke umakalale futhi lona. You understand? I love the Lord with everything. Yaka. I'm a worshipper. You know, I understand who God is for me. You understand? And yes, man, I'm a mother of two beautiful kids, a wife to an amazing husband. I'm a sister to everyone, man. Makoti wa bohle ngwetsi yabo mamazala favorite ngwetsi yabo mamazala, you know. I'm that woman.
I want you to tell us about that ministry part of you, the makoti ngwetsi yabo mamazala,
because yabo makoti girlfriend.
Yeah, I see you ministering to our young makotis as well.
Yeah,
and even bo mamazala. How did that come about?
Listen, it started when, I think in 2008, when I started the journey, and also in this journey, my questions, I had questions, I had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
This thing, nobody's saying anything at church.
Yeah.
I'm from a very small church, and you know, you'll only hear about marriage when someone had, and it will end there. So I was there.
And there are no questions there.
No questions. Yeah. So I was, you understand, having those questions, praying, going to the word, trying to find out, God, what are you saying? How am I going to be that wife? What do I need to be that good wife to? You understand? Not knowing God was just saying something, which, okay, you have this question. How many are you out there who are, you know, who have this question? Gather them. Maybe the answers will tell more, Oyuan, because they are those who've walked the journey
before.
Before you need them to share, so that you can pick up 1, 2, 3 something you can run with.
Yeah.
And you never know; you can learn from your sister.
Yeah.
I learned from a very young makoti. Nabagazi was a young makoti then when we met in Joy Celebration, and I was just shocked. So that's how it started for me. Just me having those questions and just praying to God. This journey, kizom pata kanjani. And he said everything is in the
such
book.
A precious gift.
Such a precious gift, and all the answers are really in the word of God. And on your knees, he will just guide you through, and obviously making sure that you bring in people who will speak life into your life, and you be there to them as well. So I started the gathering in 2018 2013. Is how it actually started, where I gathered the women and say, like, I don't know, I've never been to a conference ever side. I don't know, this is all
but
new,
but we're
to
doing
me.
It
yeah, but I'm doing it. So Nizonkola, I remember saying to them, Bazalan, siyamba nje ukuthi ingoma after sibiza abantu nizobona. And not knowing that God was even giving me a song. We had a theme song. We had the word to stand on. Proverbs 31:25, what she's clothed with strength and dignity. You understand? So I just saw God teaching me and just taking me from one step to another, and bringing women with testimonies. We have babies now. Hey, bo, now I came there. Kitsepile mudimu kangwana. And today, so it's 11 years old.
Later.
And we go everywhere. See, you call us to Virginia, we come. We, 2 weeks ago, we were in Frankfurt to a sold out tour. Everybody just came from different places, from Velcom. They came, they love the ministry, and we are really growing, and we see God doing great things through this ministry.
Yeah, you're multifaceted, ne? How do you balance all of that? I see Babao Ding today. He's trying to also cover this and that.
Firstly, I think God is helping us. So you know, understand? You understand? It can get too much. You understand? But as a woman, like I said, mutwatapel, moyo halalong na just ways of just directing you and telling you, sisi, left, right, luena. You understand? And ugenusa tibo, how did I even cross this?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And also the support. The support, like you said, you saw my husband is the manager, is the camera guy, is the truck.
If you were not that makot.
If you were not that makot. there. So the result. So I think the support of my family, my sister, everybody in Jeko, just keep on ang blessa kabato who really believes in this, who are saying, sis, okay. The other time I had Ulebu's Hobel, they were like, bring the kids, I'll look after the kids when I go.
Oh,
you
my.
Know, and we thank God for sisters like Bona that God brings into our lives to help us manage this life thing. Otherwise, in Jake. No, I'll be lying to say.
On top of all of that, you did even mention that you're a worshipper. You're a musician as well. Not just, you know, sikhuluma manje ucavile. Not the one who's starting out. How do you stay, as one of your friends said, "Ay, Lwena Mar, you're too humble." How do you stay grounded and humbled like that? And loving.
I think. Same thing, like the word was just
bless humble. Baba, because
and
you're doing
and Baba,
it.
Man, the support and really the people around me will keep you there.
Yeah.
And I think I'm there to them as well. I keep them humble because of the kind of person I am. The word of God, yes, but humility, humble yourself so that I, as God,
can lift you up.
Mm. And that's the word that carries me all the time, even when I see big things and big stages. Sisi, we stay here in order for more of this to come.
Yeah.
You understand? And the word of God says we must seek first the kingdom of God.
And
so there,
that's
where I find my everything, my everyday life, my work of Nje, at the king, like me being at his feet, and then he's able to say, okay, from here, all the other things I'll add.
And like now he has guided you to a new album.
Oh.
Tell us about that.
Guys, you know, I even get emotional because it wasn't an easy journey really to get even there as an independent artist.
Yeah.
But I saw the hand of God. Firstly, with the Heaven Scroll, the one before this one, it was done during COVID. You know, COVID, man. We were all going. You know, but I still saw God there providing and making sure that everything, Itla Handle, the album did well.
Wow.
It got me crowns, Crown Gospel, you know, and bookings and just invitations to conferences and so on. And now this one as well, I also saw the hand of God, man. When it started with just a word, keyword, Lintunyana la win.
Yeah.
Win, okay, Kara, okay, win, ruina. You know, you will hear those voices in your corner praying, and sometimes you don't know. And then it kept on, oh, okay. And then I shared with my sister. My sister, I said to my sister, worship in Marishota and Maritamili win this thing. My sister, newness. And Yakopana with the word as well. As I was reading, oh, God is doing a new thing. See it, perceive it, you understand? And I thought, okay, Mudimo, it's Antwencha, I'm in it. And you will bring your people then. And we will worship from that place, understanding that, yes, we see it and we are walking there. We enjoy what you're doing in our lives, and that's basically it. That's how sometimes the budget, you know, my husband God honors the date, and then we'll cancel date, and every other thing just fell into place. And we had the album, new songs, beautiful people I worked with, beautiful artists like your Unati Mzekelis also said, "Sis, I have a song," you know. And then we put that together. The album is almost out. We are working on releasing very soon. I think
we're waiting for it.
Worship in newness.
You should be the first one to play.
Please.
Of the songs in there?
They know me for a worship. I care. We have a lot of worship there. We have Umkuleko, and we have hymns. So I had a little bit of everything. So Difila medley, hymns, worship, praise, siyajaiva, siyajaiva, pinde, you understand? So a little bit of everything for everyone, young and old.
But today you're going to sing for us in Mikambango. Tell us about that one.
Ah, It's a beautiful song the Lord blessed me with when I was doing Heaven Scroll. Heaven Scroll, a scroll is a letter. And one of the messages was like, tell my people. And it is from Isaiah 55, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check. Yeah, 55 verse 8. Yes, where he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your mm-hmm. ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So that's basically from that word, and I wrote a song out of this. And yeah, I remember when we were rehearsing the last part, being next to Nayon. I had to rush back. Emma Motswelelang, sing. I went outside and I said, God, give me. And he gave me Ukuthi Uyafaneleka. So that's it. Imicabango from the album The Heaven Scroll. My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Inspiring lives with God's word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
My week and brilliant jams.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Ah, beautiful, awesome sounds coming live from Studio 4 or 5 at radiopulpit.co.za. Why give a tango Studio 4? Give Vusi, you know, I was spilling.
Okay.
That was spilling much. Beautiful, awesome. And we find ourselves just praising and worshiping the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Mrs. Pauline Nobantu Solani is enjoying. She's listening. Shout out to you, Sis Puleng. Babu Vilakazi is listening. Shout out to you, Sis Puleng. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Babu. And Pastor Pepi C. She was waiting for you since yesterday. She's like, amen. Ufiganin. Yeah, so she is here today. Martino Malembe, all the way from AKZN. Greetings, family. Congratulations to Puleng March. God has taken you places and you have kept humble in the industry. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mary Joyce Dumelang Kalapeng. She so hurry, it's not enough. She came back to say, hi, Sis Puleng, you has anointing. Praise the Lord for that. Family, the lines are open. While she's still here, the lines are open. You can talk to us 012-334-1322. I know Babu Vilagas last time on commented are hey smongilo o butsidi line late. So I'm opening the lines 012-334-1322. She's still in the studio with us and you can join us and talk to her. Alternatively, okay, it's a hotswana, you can just do. When I was pulling now, you're taking me from English Queen. So you can just talk to us or just do exactly like Mary Joyce Raisecha and send us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729, our WhatsApp line Kiona Eu and our SMS line 37871. Pastor Clement Chauke, TC speaker, says, amen, I'm blessed. Thank you, Sis Puleng.
Thank you.
Dailan Naidu. Saying, be blessed in Christ Jesus, my sister. Now, Vusi said something else. Vusi's like, Swangile, you're worried. Sis Puleng is always on heels. for hours and hours on stage. How do you do that? How do you do that?
I also don't know, eh?
Why are you doing
but
that?
Today I'm comfortable. I'm wearing sneakers. Yeah, yeah. I love heels.
Oh, so this is nothing.
They must also go with the look. I just saying, I'm always in suits.
Yeah.
So at least look or be complete.
Yeah, and I'm going with overly fitori. The blanket. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love you.
So this is nothing. Because I'm like, no, she needs to sit down, you know. Martina says, absolutely awesome music. Now, you Thank can't you. Leave the studio without singing Pahama. That one is saying
now we
in
need the
every
now.
Yeah, we need the blah. Limudianyeo.
Next time.
So, what is the song all about?
Yo, so I don't know if the listeners have heard my story.
It's Hore Hanyani ka pelenyana kinke oiwani on the line. Hi family, how are you?
I'm blessed, Grandmother. How are you, Sisibongile?
I'm good, Rabunkosi. Welcome.
Amen. How are you, Pulemach?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you, sir. And how are you?
I'm blessed and blessed. I thank God because I'm not Pulem February.
She's Pulem March, not February.
Oh, April.
Babungosi.
Yeah, no, Pulem, full advice on you. I'm not good.
Amen.
Ngoba uyisekelo sakho.
Yebo sir.
UNkulunkulu kuphe yena ukuthi kube uyo kudlulisayo into ezimele.
Amen. That's so awesome.
Ungabheki ubu strong bakhe bese soyakhohlwa ukuthi uyawudinga umkhuleko wakho.
Ngiyabonga. Thank you, Babunkosi. Giving advice to Umakoti.
Oh,
are you still Umakoti?
Kakhulu.
Hi, Mara. After how many years? Hi, Khona.
18 years, and I still pray for him. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I believe in that praying for everything. My husband, my kids, my family, my ministry. So ngiyabonga baba.
Yeah. Wow, that is so awesome. So you were still telling us about Pahama.
So I was raised by my mom. My father was not really in the picture.
He was a non-resident father.
You know.
Okay.
And then I think he came late for a short time, and then he passed on.
Mm.
At his funeral, they started to sing the song. They sang the song, and I just fell in love with the song. I remember saying to my husband, please record the song.
Yeah.
Because I just love it.
Yeah.
And they sang Mastopa. Towards the end, they called for all Banabahai, all his kids to come forth. So this guy said, please let's sing the Pina ya Mufu. We want you to sing the Pina ya, his favorite song.
Yeah.
And that was the song.
Wow.
Because I didn't know my father again.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know that that song was his favorite. And I just also connected with the song, first time I heard the song.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, what? They sang Pahama. From there, it was just me. So when I recorded, I thought, I love the song. Besides, I think that also made it special, the fact that it was his favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I have something, Nyana.
To connect with him.
To connect and something from him, you know.
Wow.
And the song became so big.
Yo.
People love
it is.
The song.
I hear it from people from Lesotho. Too long, Sbongile. Let's hear Nompumelelo.
Hi, Sibongile and family. Unompumelelo, ngilaphimvili.
Hi,
I just want to say uSisipuleng ukuthi I enjoy music wakhe and I'm listening to the interview. Ngilaphimvili Soweto.
Hi, Pimville. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Siswami. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
All right. This one, I'm standing up. Bazalan, it's a standing ovation one. Wabo? Pahama. Praising the Lord Jesus Christ with Sis Puleng March.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You couldn't go without singing that one. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah, no, there was no way.
Yeah, there was no way.
No way.
Sure, and time flies when we're having a great time in the Lord, hey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That time to say goodbye.
Hey, Mara, kaspiti so.
Kaspiti.
Rejoice says, praise him. The African way. We deserve all. He deserves all our praise.
Amen.
Tani Ursula Andrew, loving the music. Hi, Tani.
Hi, Tani.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
with us. If we'd like Hotseba Kama Koti and all that, Enkosini, how do we do that? How will you call? Do we contact you?
Go to my socials, get all the information you need. Rekopane Tengwanesi and the new music, of course.
Wow.
I'm excited about that. The album is Worship in Newness.
Worship in Newness.
Win.
Win in Newness.
Amen.
my queen, thank you so much for coming through to ministering unto us. And may the Lord keep keeping you. May he keep expanding you. Yeah. Enlarging your territory. May he touch and heal and restore more lives through your music, through your ministries. And I can't wait for the new album. Ne?
Oh,
yeah. Thank you so much and all of God's blessings.
I had so much fun, hey? Guys,
why is it matter? And look, Rukopeli Uam Johan to give us the next slot, ne? The next hour. Alrighty, family, we are signing out with Auspuleng March. Do remember to check her on all social media platforms. Get her music. It will be out in 2 weeks on all digital platforms. The Win, Worship in Newness. So make sure that you do not lose that and check for the new posters and everything on her social media platform. May God awesomely bless her. And you're leaving us with the sound Defilats medley.
Defila medley.
Yeah. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Els. Thanks to Vusi and Tlantla who helped us look good and sound good. Take it away.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.